going to call the Board of Minerals and Environment September 15, 2022 meeting to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Blumhart?
Present.
Haig?
Here.
Present.
Carpin?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Chairman Haig?
Here. Yeah, we're going to have to address that, that phone conflict in a more creative way here. So thank you for coming. I'd like to welcome everybody participating in today's meeting or listening online. This meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute their microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio record online, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions Portal. Follow the link and select the name of the board. Before we get to our agenda today, there's three matters of personal importance to the board that I'd like to start out with. And the first matter is the we're saddened by the all of us individually and as a board of the loss of our good friend and colleague Denny Langett. Denny passed away recently on September 4th, just shortly after his resignation to deal with some health issues. Denny served the state almost his entire career, I think, with the South Dakota Department of Transportation, and when he retired from the state, he was the Secretary of Transportation. He shortly after that was appointed to the board in 2005, and served 17 years and brought his unique talents and wisdom that he had gotten throughout the years with the state. Somebody that is going to be sorely missed. For me, Denny welcomed me onto the board several years later and was always kind of a guiding hand for me personally. Probably my favorite memories of Denny were the personal discussions we were able to have during our commutes to Pierre for these board meetings. He was a treasure, kind of treasure trove of fun stories about all the governors he had served under, and of course, I loved to talk about his fishing exploits, which were a hobby he's had since he was a child in Lead, growing up in Lead, and continued throughout his life. So I want to shortly here take a moment of silence for the board to recognize Denny, but our deep condolences go out to his wife Susan and their family. We want to thank them for sharing Denny with us. And at this time, we will have a moment of silence in honor of Denny Langett. I want to thank you all for sharing that with me, and again, we will always hold Denny dear in our hearts. The second matter is we also want to acknowledge the recent resignation of Daryl England on this board. Daryl's on the phone with us. Thank you for being here, Daryl. Daryl was appointed in 2014, so we've got to serve the last several years together, 8 years, I guess. I've always enjoyed, Daryl, your sense of stability and professionalism on the board, and just one of those solid people we all like to be around. We're going to miss you greatly, and I want to wish you good luck with your getting your golf handicap down, taking some time. And the state, I think I can speak for everybody, the state thanks you for your service on this board. If you'd like to
thank you, Rex.
Make a comment, Daryl.
Thank you, Rex, for those kind words, and also for the kind words for Denny. Denny and I shared both being civil engineers. He went to the public sector and served our state for many, many years, and then continued on that same path. So just a wonderful person, and thanks for sharing those words about Denny. And then I'm going to close it off and get out. I got tea times coming up here. along with fishing and everything else that's going on. So I just want to thank Rex and the board for these last 8 years. And I'll miss those commutes from Brookings out to Pier with my colleagues from the East River. I just wanted to thank those East River boys. I couldn't always hear very well, but they knew I was hearing every other word because I shake my head vertical once in a while. the entire board, I just want to thank all the board members for the last 8 years I served on Board of Minerals and Environment. It was just an exciting time and a lot of things going on in our state with respect to our natural resources. So thank you, board members. And lastly, the staff members of the state, South Dakota Board of, or the Department of Environment and Natural Resources, as I call them. And I'll still continue to call them that, but even though we have a different department. So I'd like to thank all the staff members for their time and keeping us board members up to speed on what's going on with respect to the natural resources in our state of South Dakota. So with that, I'm going to sign off, and you guys have a great day, a great meeting, and hopefully our paths will cross someday again somewhere. So thank you.
Yeah, I hope so, Daryl. And in your honor, from an old University of South Dakota graduate, in your honor, I'm going to say, go Jacks. So,
well, thank you.
It's kind of hard to say, but in your honor.
I know. It was hard. And I know you struggle, and your left jaw got a little bit solid there. But I know Glenn and I, and Mr. Morris, I can't forget him, true jackrabbit. Well, we do appreciate having a little bit of fun with it, too. So, yeah, thank you all. I go Jack. Yeah, thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.
I know. And our third matter that I'd like to discuss is to give a formal welcome to our new member and actually my twin brother, Gary. We'll take some time and have some fun with the names and the spellings, Gary. But I want to welcome officially Gary to the board. I mean, I don't know that I've seen a more credentialed person that could serve on this board. We just look forward to your input and counting on your history as a geologist to help help us with those issues. And hopefully you'll enjoy the experience like we all have on this board. All right. We will now move to the formal agenda. First of all, are there any changes or additions to the minutes from the August 18th, 2022 meeting? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Glenn, you're making the motion to approve the minutes of August 18th. Is there a second?
Peterson, second.
Okay. Moved and seconded for approval of the meetings. Any further the minutes of the August 18th meeting? Are there any further discussion? Hearing none, the secretary will call the roll on the approval of the minutes.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Gary Hag?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Chairman Hagg?
Aye. Motion carries. The minutes are approved. The next order of business for the calendar is the mining issues, the consent calendar. Mr. Klein, you are present, I understand, in Pier.
Correct, sir.
Any input that the board needs to know? It's on the consent calendar. Any further comments, Mr. Klein?
No, I believe this is the standard consent calendar. General releases, liabilities, sureties, and transfers, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Questions from the board regarding the consent calendar for September 15th? I see, Mr. Klein, there are several releases of liability on there. Those are matters that have all been satisfactorily closed by the department on these releases.
Correct. The sites have been inspected. They are eligible for release of liability and so forth. I'm assuming you're talking about page 2 through 4 specifically?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Further questions from the board on the consent calendar? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Arthur moves to approve the consent calendar as presented.
Motion by Carpenter to approve the consent calendar. Is there a second?
This is Gary Hagg. I'll second.
Thank you, Gary. Moved and seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, Secretary, call the roll on the approval of the consent calendar.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Gary Hagg?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Chairman Hagg?
Aye. Motion carries. The consent calendar is approved. The next item on the agenda is the public comment period. At this time, members of the public that are present in Pier or have called in may approach the board and with a matter that concerns the board. And so at this time, I'll hear from any member of the public that would like to make a comment. If you are, just please identify yourself and then proceed forward with your comment. Brenda, I assume that's nobody present in Pier?
That's correct.
Okay. Well, having not heard any requests or comments, we'll close the public comment period, and we'll discuss the next meeting for October 20th. Right now, there's, again, it seems like it's going to be a short agenda with some possibilities that may change that, but our next meeting is set for October 20th, 2022. Does the board have any input on that calendar?
This is Gary Hagg. I'll be out of town that week, but I can certainly call in.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. I think that will probably be what we'll be doing again is a phone conference if the calendar is short like today's, that's probably how we'll handle it. So we'll keep you informed of that so that you'll know.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Any further matters to come before the board today? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Blumhart moves to adjourn.
Motion by Blumhart. Is there a second?
This is Gary Hagg. Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Secretary, call the roll on adjournment.
Blumhart?
Aye.
Gary Hagg?
Aye.
Carpin?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
And Chairman Hagg?
Aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you all for your attendance today.